The French general who raised his tricolor over Nugrat al-Salman, where I was a prisoner 30 years ago, in the middle of that U-turn that split the back of the Iraqi army. That general who loved Saint-Emilion wines called Nugrat al-Salman a fort. Of the surface of the earth, generals know only two dimensions. Whatever rises is a fort. Whatever spreads is a battlefield. How ignorant that general was. But Libération, the French newspaper, was better versed in topography. The Iraqi boy who conquered her front page sat carbonized behind the steering wheel on the Kuwait-Safwan highway, while television cameras, the booty of the defeated inter-identity, were safe in the truck like in a storefront on Rue de Rivoli. The neutron bomb is highly intelligent. It distinguishes between an I and an identity. God save America, my home sweet home. I too love jeans and jazz and Treasure Island and John Silver's parrot and the terraces of New Orleans. I love Mark Twain and the Mississippi steamboats and Abraham Lincoln's dogs. I love the fields of wheat and corn and the smell of Virginia tobacco. But I am not American. Is that enough for the phantom pilot to turn me back to the Stone Age? I need neither oil nor America herself, neither the elephant nor the donkey. Leave me, pilot. Leave my home roofed with palm fronds and its wooden bridge. I need neither your golden gate nor your skyscrapers. I need the village, not New York. Why did you come to me from your Nevada deserts, sold your arm to the teeth? Why did you come all the way to distant Basra, where fish used to swim by our doorsteps? Pigs do not forage here. I only have these water buffaloes lazily chewing on water lilies. Leave me alone, soldier. Leave me my floating cane hut and my fishing spear. Leave me my migrating birds and the green plumes. Take your roaring iron birds and your tomahawk missiles. I am not your foe. I am the one who wades up to the knees in rice paddies. Leave me to my curse. I do not need your day of doom. Exchange your gifts. Keep your smuggled cigarettes. Give us potatoes. Keep your James Bond's golden pistol. Give us Marilyn Monroe's giggle. Keep the heroin syringe under the tree. Give us vaccines. Keep your blueprints for model penitentiaries. Give us village homes. Keep the books of your missionaries. Give us paper to write poems to defame you. Keep what you do not have. Give us what we have. Keep the stripes of your flag. Give us the stars. Keep the Afghani Mujahideen's beard. Give us Walt Whitman's beard full of butterflies. Keep Saddam Hussein. Give us Abraham Lincoln, or give us no one. Now, as I look across the balcony, across the summer sky, the summer is summer. Damascus spins, dizzied among television aerials. Then it sings deeply in the stories of the forts and towers and the arabesques of ivory, and sings deeply from cornerstones of faith, then disappears from the balcony. And now I remember trees, the date palm of our mosque in Basra, at the end of Basra, the bird's beak, a child's secret, a summer feast. I remember the date palm. I touch it, I become it, when it falls black without fronds, when a dam fell hewn by lightning. And I remember the mighty mulberry when it rumbled, butchered with an axe, to fill the stream with leaves and birds and angels and green blood. I remember when pomegranate blossoms covered the sidewalks, the students were leading the workers' parade. The trees die, pummeled, dizzy, not standing, the trees die. America, and your soldiers are not God's soldiers. We are the poor ones. Ours is the earth of the ground god, the gods of bulls, the gods of fires, the gods of sorrows that intertwine clay and blood in a song. We are the poor. Ours is the god of the poor, who emerges out of the farmer's ribs, hungry and bright, and raise his heads up high. America, we are the dead. Let your soldiers come. Whoever kills a man, let him resurrect him. We are the drowned ones, dear lady. We are the drowned. Let the water come.